Angus.
He's been setting the sporting agenda in this town for over 30 years.
Oh, Kim Haggorn. Really, that long? Have I been around that long?
Well, you must be, because I've been around for 25 yeah. years. So you have
Hello,
to,
Baz. Hello, Millsy.
Morning, Hags. I am very confused about a few things from footy on the weekend. One of the thing is the jumper punch. I mean, fair dinkum, is that really a reportable incident?
Oh, please, clearly. It's got to go. Let's be crusaders here. The jumper punch is a punch. A punch is a punch, isn't it? Give me a break.
Yeah, I think it is.
Give me a break.
They can't do anything these days. They get together, they pull each other's jerseys. And you want them rubbed out.
The punch from Trent Cotchin into the jaw of Lachie Neale in the opening seconds of yesterday's match, in my opinion, is a punch as good as any other punch. The fact that he had a bit of the collar and punched him in the jaw, he's lucky he hit Lachie Neale, who's a tough little man. Now, it just depends how it's graded, and this is where your argument is fair, more than fair.
It was a look away. It was a look away job. He wasn't looking at him when he hit him in the jaw. He was looking away.
It could have broken his jaw. He's lucky he hit a tough man. If he hit a lesser, stronger type of person, he could break the jaw. It's got to go. Doesn't matter if you've got a handful of jumper, it's a punch. Careless, medium impact, high contact, could be a two match down to one with a plea, probably a $1,500 fine. If they go intentional, and that was intentional, whether he's looking away or not, he knew where he's, what grip he had and where his jaw was, he punched him in the jaw. It has to go, the jumper punch, and then we can clean it up. A punch is a punch, Steve.
But if you've got a bloke lying on top of you, you grab hold of his jumper.
You don't punch
him
in the jaw. Don't punch him. Punch him in the chest. Punch him in the shoulder as you've got a handful of jumper. Not in the face.
You can't outlaw a jumper punch because it happens in the normal course of play.
You can if you hit him in the face. They're trying to protect the face. You push a guy in the face as he's running away from a mark. You push a guy in the face as there's congestion. Free kick, too high, high contact. That's what they do. If it's a punch, then rub them out. The other thing that I want to be a crusader on too is injured players should be replaced by a reserve. Let's extend the teams out to, say, 24. Mm. Only 22 play at any one time. A lot of injuries over the weekend impact heavily on the rotations. GWS were down two troopers by quarter time.
Yeah, they still won, though.
Aiden Corr, Sam Reed, they're out of the game. Mm. They were fortunate to win. I reckon Collingwood were unlucky. And Stevie J gets the last gasp kick. Other players are down by halftime in matches with concussion.
Mick Malthouse
a reserve only into the game, only if a player is actually withdrawn from the game, especially with the concussion rule.
Hags, Mick Malthouse used to say the 25-man squad that gets picked on the Thursday night, that's the 25 you take into the game. If some of them come up or don't come up, bad luck. So if you end up with 23 fit or 24 fit, that's the way it goes. If all 25 are fit, terrific.
Well, he wants to play them all, rotating them off the bench.
That's
right?
What he thought.
I'm suggesting stay with the 22, but if a player's withdrawn, especially the concussion rule, then I think they should be replaced by a reserve. Bit like the soccer. They might not get on the park, and if they don't get on, it doesn't register as a game.
So, Con, what about the Dockers? Then what about Richmond in the last 30 seconds? And should Ross Lyon have stayed in the box?
I think he should have, yeah. Yeah, I think he should have. However, lots of them will move and go early. Yeah. But that one I thought was a bad look, given the circumstances. You'll defend him?
I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah, well, I was. As soon as you got up and walked out, I thought, that's grandstanding. You're drawing the attention onto you. Oh, look what I've done. I've done everything I can to get these blokes up, and they've let me down again. It was a bad look, in my opinion. Stay there. And then this business about seeing the boys off the park at the end of the game, well, you do that anyway. Yeah. Everyone does that.
The lifts are slow at the MCG.
Yeah. What about, I thought with what David Mundy did yesterday, he's got form, hasn't he? He did it 2 years ago. And then, of course, he learnt from a tough lesson, Geelong in 2014, in August of that season. It struck me, though, with who would you trust? I'd trust David Mundy. Mm. He's one of the good guys, too. It's terrific that he's having the sort of season he's
Beautiful
having the
bloke.
Turnaround. But
Beautiful.
Jack Riewoldt, Toby Green from GWS. I mean, Dunstall and Lockett were the best, and Austin Robertson was the best of all time.
At West Coast, who would you trust in that situation?
Dean Kemp. Absolutely. Kemp. Put your life on it.
Muddy Waterman, very good.
Very good call, yeah.
What about now, Mark Lecrae?
Oh, no. Mark Lecrae, I think, has to offer a heck of a lot more. I thought his game on Friday night was quite selfish. 15 minutes in the third quarter, uncontested mark, 40 metres out. Kurt Mudimer on his own, ignored him, turned around, turned his back on the game, missed.
Good work, Hayes.
Missed, poor, and also the grubbing along the ground, unacceptable.
Great wrap on the weekend.